Thank you, Matt. We have another question about how the corridors to connect wind sites to the grid are being considered and being examined. So I guess just sort of more specifically how the transmission grid on land is being considered in terms of siting offshore wind projects.
This is an area that I think is really important and a very key part of the overall decision-making process, as I understand it, for a developer or for state and federal agencies trying to consider where it might make the most sense, either from a developer's perspective or from a societal perspective, to have additional electricity generation. And that is, whether you're on land or at sea, the size of the grid and the capacity to carry more electricity in the existing system is a major consideration. So with that said, there was a piece of research and investigation done last fall and winter as part of the development of the Maine Offshore Wind Report, which I mentioned briefly earlier. That report was coordinated by the University of Maine, was put together with funding from the Department of Energy, part of their R&D funding that they managed to bring into the state. And they worked with many different consultants and organizations to put together information about specific parts of the overall question about offshore wind energy development. And the locations of where those grid interconnections are currently in existence that would be large enough to take additional capacity was a key part of that report. So for anyone who is particularly interested, I would definitely encourage you to Google Maine Offshore Wind Report, or we can email out the resources and look at the section that deals with the grid interconnects. I think the short story, as I understand it, and I'm not a grid expert, but the short story is that there are interconnection points with capacity to take additional commercial scale power from basically Penobscot Bay and west, but that from Penobscot Bay and east, right along the coast, the capacity to add additional power into the grid is much lower and would require more upgrades on the land side.
Okay, that's great. I have a follow-up question on that, which is that someone has heard that the likelihood that a corridor to Massachusetts on the ocean floor could be developed basically excluding Maine from all of this, which would mean that Maine wouldn't see any of the benefit from the power generated. Is that correct?
I have definitely heard that there are proposals, there have been proposals in the past for large offshore cables to connect, for example, Nova Scotia and southern New England, south of George's Bank. There is currently a large proposal called the Google-backed pipeline, informally, but I believe it's called the Atlantic Wind Connection, which would build a large offshore connection line along the Mid-Atlantic. There are, I believe, developers interested in building a similar offshore connection line from somewhere along the Maine coast to somewhere off Boston in order to potentially pick up and carry power from offshore wind turbine facilities south. I don't know enough about the pricing and considerations of where the power gets sold to understand what the implications of that pipeline proposal would be for where the benefits or power agreements would be. I don't know, Matt, if you can add anything to that.
No, I'm just looking through the RFP right now. I seem to remember there being some sort of section in there stipulating that whoever applies to at least this particular RFP, we've been talking about the 25 megawatt one, has to connect in Maine.
Yeah, I believe that there is a requirement in the RFP for the 25 megawatt pilot project
that
would require the power to be sold in Maine. There have been similar requirements from states up and down the Atlantic seaboard who have similarly been trying to incentivize or attract development that would come, that would have benefits that flow to their states in terms of the shoreside infrastructure and jobs, and as a result have required power to be sold into their states. And as I understand it, there have been a lot of interesting legal questions around whether that is allowed under Commerce Act. So I think that this is a really complicated area in terms of this resource development in federal